field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Zebulon, North Carolina, here at Five County Stadium. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Sam Jelinek with you here for the Shorebirds pregame show, getting you set for the series finale between the Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Shorebirds dropped yesterday evening's game on Saturday night to Carolina 10-2. The final score not really representative of how close that game had been. Shorebirds had tied the game at 2 in the top of the second, and then Carolina scored 8 unanswered. They took the lead back in the bottom of the second with a run, tacked on another in the fourth, and then exploded for 6 in the bottom of the 8th to really wrestle control away of that game and take a 3-2 series lead. So the Shorebirds will need a victory here tonight, or here this afternoon, I should say, to get a series split heading into the All-Star break. Shorebirds in the 10-2 loss, some bright spots. Frederick Benkozme, another three-hit game, his 11th multi-hit game of the season. Trendon Craig had a two-base hit. Isaac De Leon had a single, but the Shorebirds just 7 hits total, and after the second inning, only had 4 hits after that point. Juan de los Santos got roughed up in his start, but Alejandro Mendez did throw 3 innings of one-run baseball out of the bullpen. So the Shorebirds now at 7-12 here in the second half. They are 28-56 here on the season. Carolina now at 8-11 here in the second half. 42-43 overall on the campaign. Today's pitching matchup, it's a rematch of the series opener. Connor Grady will be on the mound for the Shorebirds against Jefferson Figueroa, who, although he didn't start that game, he worked in tandem with the starter that day. Figueroa the ball again here on Sunday. Grady 4-6 with a 6.05 ERA in the season. Figueroa at 0-5 with a 6.33 ERA. Shorebirds soaping for a step in the right direction heading into the All-Star break. It would really hurt, and obviously don't want to take any bad feelings into a 5-day break. So the Shorebirds will try to bring some good vibes as they rest up over the next week. Let's go ahead, take a break, and when we come back, we'll preview something that's not going on here in Zebulon today, but it's going out on, well, technically out west in Secaucus, New Jersey. It's going on everywhere. It's the 2022 MLB first-year player draft. Orioles have the first overall pick. We'll talk about who the Orioles could select on the other side of this break. This is the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Back here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek with you, diving into the first-year player draft. Going on today, the first 2 rounds will be conducted here on this Sunday evening, meeting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You'll be able to watch it. I believe MLB Network, ESPN will both be carrying the draft, and the Orioles hold the first overall pick. Right now, it sounds like it is down to a list of 5 names, 4 high schoolers, and then 1 college player. First, the high schoolers, rattling them off in Drew Jones, Jackson Holliday, Elijah Green, and Tamar Johnson. Then the 1 college player is Brooks Lee, a shortstop from Cal Poly out west. Right now, most betting sites, if you care to take your information from them, have Lee as the odds-on favorite, as a pretty big favorite as well, at about minus 250, which gives him about an 80% likelihood that Vegas thinks that Brooks Lee is the first overall pick. Drew Jones seems to be the consensus number one available prospect, but it'll come down to whether or not the Orioles see him as leaps and bounds better than everybody else, and whether or not they think they can cut an underslot deal with somebody else that will allow them to make use of what is the second largest ever pool of money allotted to a team, the Orioles, with just a shade over $16 million to play with here over the course of the draft to sign players. So they certainly could cut an underslot deal, but they already have so much money that cutting an underslot deal might not really help them too much. But it's not our decision to make, and we'll see what the Orioles and general manager Mike Elias decide to do later today. Mudcats taking the field, so quickly we'll transition into the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second. Then Elio Prado, the DH. Frederick Van Cosme, the shortstop, hits third. Christopher Cespedes is out in right field, batting fourth. Trendon Craig in left, bats fifth. Noelbert Romero is the third baseman, batting sixth. Then Steven Acevedo in center, Roberto Martinez at first. Michel Montecone does the catching, with Connor Grady on the mound. Quickly for the Carolina Mudcats, their Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. Sendri Mendez in right, Jefferson Caro does the catching. Oswell Viones in left, Hedbert Perez in center. Alvaris Ferrer is the DH, batting fifth. Zach Robbie is the second baseman, batting sixth. Jesus Chirinos is over at first base. He'll bat seventh. Gene Carmona at third baseman hits eighth. Jeremy Vargas is the shortstop, batting ninth. For Jefferson Figueroa on the mound for the Mudcats. We're ready for the national anthem, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have a game show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball is here.
Pelcher, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Hope you're having a very good Sunday afternoon, because it's about to get just a little bit better. Time for Shorebirds Baseball here from Zebulon, North Carolina at Five County Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you here on the sun-splashed Sunday here from just inside the Triangle in North Carolina, right outside of Raleigh. Shorebirds and Mudcats ready for the series finale here this week. Mudcats hold a 3-2. Series edge, so the Shorebirds will try to go for the series split here today and bring a new the All-Star break. Jefferson Figueroa is on the mound for the Mudcats, making his second appearance here this week. He is 0-5 with a 6.33 ERA here this season. He is on the mound for the Mudcats, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. Oswell Viones is out in left field. Hedbert Perez is in center. Hendry Mendez gets the start out in right for the Mudcats. Gene Carmona is over at third. Jeremy Vargas at shortstop. Zach Robbie at second base. Jesus Chirinos is at first base, and Jefferson Caro does the catching for Figueroa on the bump. Mudcats in their alternate red jerseys. Mudcats in white across the front. Mudcats font outlined in black. Same for the numbers on the front and back. White pants and high black socks for Figueroa on the mound. Shorebirds in their classic road grays. Delmarva in black across the front, outlined in orange. Same for the numbers on the front and back, with orange and black piping up the sides of the pants. Mudcats with black hat, red bill. Shorebirds going with their all-black hat with a long bird across the front. Figueroa, right-handed pitcher, finishing his warm-up tosses here. So far in the season, 42 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 47 and walked 27. 36 hits, 36 runs, 30 of them earned, has allowed 7 homers, also hit 2 batters. Opponents hitting 220 against him. He was a 32nd round pick back in 2019 out of, and we'll get into this during the start, out of the Florida Virtual School down in Orlando, Florida. 31 years old, originally from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Luis Valdez strides in from the left side to lead this one off. Switch hitter had yesterday off, back into the lineup today. First pitch of the game is a fastball just off the outside corner. We're underway at 102 here from Zebulon, North Carolina. Valdez really finding his groove of late. The 1-0 fastball misses up and away for ball two. Set himself another good series, now hitting 273 with a 361 OPS, or 361 on base percentage, 700 even OPS. The 2-0. Robert Vargas charge, fields, throws on the run, not in time. Luis Valdez flies down the line and gets himself an infield single to begin the game. As soon as that ball left his bat, everybody in the ballpark thinking, no chance Vargas is going to be able to make this play. Did everything he could from shortstop, but Valdez just too fast, beats it out, and Luis with his 7th hit here this week. Now the DH, Elio Prado, strides in. Valdez at first, itching to run. Big lead the pitch. Prado takes a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Prado DHing after playing the outfield the past couple of days, hitting 220, 638 OPS. Valdez at first, leading the Carolina League in steals with 43. The pitch, Valdez runs, Prado takes high. The throw to second's on the bag. Valdez a head first dive, and he's in ahead of the throw for his 44th stolen base of the season. Slowly but surely making his way up the Shorebirds' all-time record list. He's still outside the top five. He's going to have to crack 50 to get there. He's at second with nobody out. The count's even at one on Elio Prado. Figueroa from the belt, the pitch. And Prado out in front of a breaking ball. Swings and misses for strike two. Prado this week, 5-for-19. He homered back on Tuesday, his first homer of the season. Right-handed batter. Figueroa, the righty set. Here's the pitch. And Prado swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. Figueroa punches him out in the first out of the game recorded. Brings up the Shorebird shortstop, Frederick Benkozme. Can't hold Freddy down too long. He was hitless back on Friday, then responded with a 3-hit game yesterday. Valdez still at second, one out, top of the first. Figueroa, a couple looks to second, now the pitch. And the fastball misses in. Ball. Then Cosme, 7-for-19 this week. 3 hits last night, a bunt single, a line drive single, and a double. 1-0. And Ben Cosme lines it through the hole right side. That's a base hit. Valdez gets the wave around third. Mendez up with the ball in right. He'll just throw it into second. And Frederick Ben Cosme with yet another base knock and RBI single to right. Scores Valdez from second. And the Shorebirds have a 1-0 lead just 3 batters in here on Sunday. For Ben Cosme, his 42nd hit of the season. Came into the game hitting 366. Gets his 15th RBI. And he's now at first base for Christopher Cespedes. Cespedes batting cleanup. Shorebirds right fielder today. Open stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball finds the top of the zone. Inside corner. Strike one. Cespedes rejoined the Shorebirds back on Wednesday. Now 2-for-12 this week. Throw over to first, and Ben Cosme back in with a dive. Cespedes was hitless last night, went 0-for-4 after a two-hit game on Friday. Schwarber trying to split this series with a Sunday win. Here's the pitch. Cespedes takes a fastball at the knees. It's 0-2. Then Cosme at first, aggressive on the base paths, but he was caught stealing yesterday in the eighth. Proved to be a pivotal play. Took the bat out of Isaac De Leon's hands, a throw over to first, and Ben Cosme back again with a dive. Shorebirds had Ben Cosme at first, as well as a runner at third, representing the tying run. And Ben Cosme thrown out to end the inning. Mudcats responded with six in the bottom of the eighth to blow the game open. 0-2 to Cespedes. Ben Cosme runs, fastball misses outside. The throw to second, a headlong dive. So Ben Cosme with his sixth stolen base of the season, the second of the inning for the Shorebirds. And the count 1-2 on Cespedes, who trying to track the ball all the way in off the outside corner, nearly collided with the catcher Jefferson Caro, which would have nullified Ben Cosme's steal. The 1-2 on the inside corner, breaking ball called strike three. Cespedes, a quick glance back, the home plate umpire Jalen Goodman didn't think that found the edge. But he's down on strikes. That's the second out here in the first. Brings up the Shorebirds left fielder, Trendon Craig. Shorebirds lead 1-0, top of the first. Ben Cosme, an RBI single. He's now out at second for Trendon Craig. Right-handed hitter, Figueroa's pitch. And Craig checks his swing, a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Craig hitting 240, a 705 OPS. Two homers and 25 driven in. He's 5-for-15 this week and his return back to around the area where he played college ball. The pitch. Craig swings and lines it to third, in and out of the glove of Carmona. The third baseman picks it back up and throws to first to retire Craig, recovering nicely to retire Craig and end the inning. Shorebirds do get on the board, though, an RBI single for Frederick Ben Cosme. On to the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva 1 and Carolina nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds, and maybe even win some awesome prizes. Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Home half of the first here from Zebulon. It's Delmarva 1, and the Carolina Mudcats coming to bat against Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds, making his second start of the week, trying to make it a two-win week for him. Grady threw six innings, allowing three runs, just two earned. Back on Tuesday to pick up his fourth win of the season. Right-handed pitcher, first base out of the rubber, rocks and deals, fires home to Hendry Mendez and misses low for ball one. Mendez leading it off for the Mudcats, just like he did yesterday. The 1-0 is swung on, a soft flare to second, just over the leaping stab of Valdez. And on to right for a base hit. Sounded like Mendez broke his bat, but he trades it for a base hit here to lead off the home half of the first. So both teams get leadoff singles to begin their days at the plate. Brings up the catcher, Jefferson Caro. Start 16th appearance overall. He's 4-6 with a 6.05 ERA. 58 innings. He's now struck out 58, walked 26. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off of the plate by Caro. 0-1. 58 innings for Grady. 70 hits allowed, 53 runs, 39 earned. It's an 18th round pick of the Orioles last year out of Florida State. 0-1. Caro swings and chops it on the ground to third. Romero backing up has it, goes to second. One. Relay to first is high and off the glove of the first baseman Martinez and on into the Shorebirds dugout. That'll be an error on Valdez for a poor throw, allowing Caro to go to second. Should have been a 5-4-3 double play. Instead, Caro at second now with one away for Oswell Leones. So a man in scoring position for Oswell Leones, left-handed batter, hitting third in the first pitch to him. Swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball for strike one. It seems pretty early on that the MO for the Mudcats against Grady, seeing him for a second time here, is be very aggressive. First two pitches take a hack. The pitch, breaking ball down the dirt, 1-1, and Grady responding in kind. He's thrown basically nothing but breaking balls here to start this one out. Leona is hitting 213, 597 OPS, two homers, 20 driven in. Left-handed batter, open stance. Grady from the belt looks to second. Grady fires home, and the two-seamer runs down and away. Ball two. Defensively for the Shorebirds, it's Craig in left, Acevedo in center, Cespedes in right. Romero's at third, Ben Cosme at short, Valdez at second, and Martinez at first. The pitch. It swung on and chopped back to the mound. Grady nonchalantly picks it up, and over to third goes Caro. Put the second out of the inning recorded.
The 86 cleanup hitter, center fielder Edgar Perez.
Now the cleanup man, Hedbert Perez, center fielder for the Mudcats, steps in hitting 219 on the season, 658 OPS. 10 homers and 36 driven in. Infield plays him to pull. The pitch. Fastball down and in makes him shuffle his feet. Ball one. Then at third, two outs, bottom of the first. Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead for now. Grady looking for a shutdown inning early. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Great backhand pick by Monte Cohn. Actually, had Caro a good ways down the line, was thinking about throwing behind him, but Romero wasn't covering at the bag. So the count 2-0 on Perez. Alberis Ferrer is on deck. Mudcats DH. The pitch. And Perez reaching for it, floats it out into left center field. Outfielders converge, and it's the center fielder Acevedo who comes away with the call and the catch to retire Perez and Grady. Strands Caro over at third to end the first. On to the second, it's Del Marvel 1, Carolina nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date as there is limited availability for Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second here from Five County Stadium. It's Delmarva 1 and Carolina nothing. Shorebirds off to a good start here for this Sunday matinee, needing a win to split this series with the Mudcats. Shorebirds, with just two series wins on the season, were sad not to be able to take yesterday to put themselves in a position to win the series today. But an early 1-0 lead will help them refocus here and maybe get a series split. First pitch to Noelbert Romero is lined foul down the third base side for strike one. Romero leading it off against Jefferson Figueroa, 6-7-8 duo. Romero, Acevedo, and Martinez against the ready Figueroa, who allowed a run in the first on two hits. Romero going pants down here today, typically wears high socks, trying to switch something up the pitch. Romero swings and hits in the air out to center, chasing Perez a couple of steps towards the right center gap, and the center fielder puts it away easily for the first out here in the second. Romero, even by baseball player standards, one of the more superstitious guys that I've had the chance to meet here in the minors. He flies out here. We'll see whether or not he comes back up his next time up with his high socks. So now Steven Acevedo, the center fielder, one out, nobody on. Shorebirds up, one zip. The pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner for ball one. Acevedo had last night off, but posted a time. Figueroa the rock and the pitch. Fastball inside forces Acevedo to dance out of the way. Ball two. Acevedo hitting 172 with the Shorebirds, a 540 OPS. One homer and five driven in. 2-0. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. And the count's 3-0. Wind starting to blow just in a little bit. The 3-0. Acevedo takes. Breaking ball is below the knees for ball four. And Acevedo walks. The first free pass issued by Figueroa here today. The first base for Roberto Martinez. Second time this week that the Shorebirds are seeing Figueroa. He worked in relief back on Tuesday. Through the final four innings of Tuesday's game, allowed three runs, five hits, struck out six, didn't walk anybody. Now Roberto Martinez, the first pitch to him. It's a fastball up and away, and Figueroa has now missed with five in a row. Acevedo at first, one out. Shorebirds up 1-0, top of the second. In the infield at double play depth, the 1-0. Martinez takes down and away, and that's six straight out of the zone for Figueroa. Martinez hitting 225 this year, 656 OPS, one homer, and seven driven in. He's had himself a very good week here in Zebulon. 2-0. Martinez takes a little bit high, and the count's 3-0, and out to the mound goes the catcher, Jefferson Caro. And the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos, will also come in and discuss. Martinez this week with four doubles, including one last night, an RBI double. Hit in four straight games, he's 5-for-16. Easily his best run of play this season. Shorebirds lead 1-0, top of the second. 3-0 on Martinez. Acevedo at first, the pitch. And Martinez takes a fastball down the middle. Three balls, one strike. The 3-1. Martinez swings and fouls it back over the netting. Up above the terrace level as well. Straight out of the ballpark. It's 3-2. See if Acevedo runs from first. For a big guy, he's got some good speed. 6'4", 180. Figueroa from the belt. Here's the pitch. Acevedo runs, and Martinez grounds it back up the middle, off the glove of the shortstop Vargas, straight to the second baseman Robbie, who holds on to the baseball, but everybody's safe. We'll see how they end up scoring that one. Vargas, who was covering second base, the shortstop, with Acevedo running, had the ball crawl up his arm off the heel of his glove, and it's ruled a base hit for Martinez, as that was a strange play for Vargas. Ended up deflecting it straight to Robbie, who was also crashing up the middle on his own. And if Robbie's not there, that ball sneaks into center, and Acevedo probably goes first to third. It's now two on and one out for the nine-hole hitter, Michael Montecon. First pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds played it a run in the first, looking for more here in the second. Already lead it 1-0. Montecon hitting 210, 479 OPS. Right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance, the pitch. Montecon swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Montecon has caught every other day this week. Last saw him on Friday when he went 1-for-4. First and second, one out. Figueroa set. Here's the pitch. Montecon takes. Breaking ball on the inside corner this time. And the count's 1-2. First and second, one out. Figueroa, a couple looks to second. Now the pitch. And Montecon waves away. On a breaking ball down and away. It's down on strikes. Third punch out of the game for Figueroa. And the second out of the inning recorded. Brings up the Shorebirds second baseman Luis Valdez, the leadoff man. Infield single his first time up. Stole second and then scored on Ben Cosme's single. First and second, two outs. Switch hitter bats left. The pitch. Valdez fouls it back and over the netting, off the roof of the ballpark and back down. Strike one. Valdez has been hitting so well of late. Talking with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr., he has loved the progression Valdez has made here over the past couple of weeks. 0-1. Valdez takes. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Felipe saying that every challenge that they've thrown Valdez's way, it might have taken him longer than you'd expect, but he always comes out on the other end of it an improved player. 0-2. Valdez, a hard grounder back up the middle, off the glove of the shortstop Vargas. He picks it up, looks around, and has no play. E6 on Vargas. Everybody safe, and the Shorebirds have the bases loaded with two away for Elio Prado. Nearly the same play that Vargas had on Martinez's ground ball up the middle, except this time he's already stationed up the middle. The ball crawled up his glove off the heel, and everybody ends up safe. So can the Shorebirds capitalize on the mistake? Base is loaded for Prado, the pitch. Fastball up and in, and that hits him on the shoulder. Not how the Shorebirds wanted to play their second run of the game, but they'll take it. Prado hit by the pitch. Acevedo comes home to score from third, and it's Delmarva 2, Carolina nothing here in the second. Prado with his 12th RBI of the season, and now out to the mound goes the pitching coach Drew Thomas, I think, to try to calm Figueroa down here. This inning has not completely unraveled on him, but you can see the makings of it. Mudcats have dealt with this sporadically throughout the week, where an inning that seems pretty quaint all of a sudden explodes. Obviously, the Shorebirds on the other end of the spectrum have dealt with that throughout the season. Mudcats somewhat new to that experience. A couple of misplays at short for Vargas, extending the inning. Run comes in. So it's 2-0 Delmarva, top of the second. Bases still loaded, and the three-hole hitter, Frederick Ben-Cosme, digging in. Already with an RBI single, his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Figueroa the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's fastball up and away for ball one. Ben-Cosme, a three-hit game last night, his 12th multi-hit game of the season in his 31st game played. Chance for number 13 here in the second. The 1-0. Just off the outside corner, a little low as well. Breaking ball can't find the edge. And Ben Cosme in the driver's seat ahead 2-0. Ben Cosme with his first homer of the season earlier this week. Look to do some damage here. Bases juiced, 2 outs. Kicking the pitch. And Ben Cosme drills one out to deep straightaway center. Perez back, settles up in front of the warning track, and puts it away for the final out here in the second. Ben Cosme gave it a ride, but it stays in the yard. Shorebirds do get one run, though. Toronto hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. On to the bottom of the second. It's Delmarva 2, Carolina nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your base connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. It's an early 2-0 lead for the Shorebirds here over the Carolina Mudcats. Bob the second, Connor Grady, after a scoreless first inning, manages to strand a runner at third base, getting Hedbert Perez to fly out to left. Al Perez Ferrer leads it off for the Mudcats here in the home half of the second. Ferrer, the DH, played in his first game since being activated off the IL yesterday. Went over for 5 in his return to action. Takes the first pitch from Grady on the inside corner for strike one. Right-on-right matchup, Ferrer hitting 152. The pitch, breaking ball, misses down low. 1-1. 4 homers, 18 driven in for Ferrer. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, out in front of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Grady high black. Into his wind, here's the 1-2. And Ferrer takes a two-seamer in on the hip. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grady seeing the Mudcats for the second time this week, the 2-2. Ferrer takes a breaking ball down the dirt. And the count moves full. Grady wins 6 innings. Back on Tuesday, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. 2 walks, 5 Ks, and the 3-2 is a called strike 3. Fastball at the knees. Ferrer was already bent over to take off his shin guard. He thought it was low, but Grady gets the call, his first strike out of the game. And there's one away here in the second. Brings up the second baseman, Zach Robbie. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Robbie takes a breaking ball down the dirt for ball one. Delmarva 2, Carolina nothing, last second. Robbie back in the lineup after a day off yesterday, the pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner. 2-0. Robbie hitting 239 in 61 games played. The pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Grady mixes it up, finds some success. 2-1. Robbie, no homers, 20 driven in. It's 2-for-3 back on Friday, the pitch. Robbie swings, it's a one-hop smash to Ben Cosme at short. On the backhand, he fields and throws to first to retire Robbie for the second out here in the second. ball was smoked, but Pat Kozma, a good reaction. A little half step back, gave him some more time to react. Ball was hit right at him. And there's two away here in the second. Brings up the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos homered off Grady back on Tuesday. First pitch is a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Birds two, Mudcats nothing. Bottom of the second. Nobody on. 2 outs, the pitch. Fastball pushes Chirinos off the plate. Chirinos now 4 homers, 29 driven in on the season, hitting 205. The pitch. Breaking ball is down the dirt, 2-1. Pitch. Chirinos drills another one off of Grady. Deep out to left, and that baseball's gone. The second homer this week for Jesus Chirinos. Both off of Connor Grady as he gets up here in the second for a solo shot out to left. And he cuts the Mudcats deficit in half. And it's Delmarva 2, Carolina 1 here in the last of the second. Chirinos with his 5th homer of the season, and now 40% of them have come off of Connor Grady. Brings up the 8-hole hitter, Gene Carmona, switch hitter batting left. Grady the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball is down and in for ball one. is swung on and missed by Carmona, ball and a strike. Carmona hitting 181 in 24 games played. 1 homer, 4 driven in. 604 OPS, the pitch. Tries to check his swing, appeal to first, and Charlie Welling says he went around for strike two. Pitch was down and out of the zone. Grady trying to bounce back after the 2-out homer. The pitch. Carmona takes high, 2-2. Carmona lays off, breaking ball down and away, and the count's full. Grady a step behind the rubber, catches his breath. Now back on top of the hill, the pitch, and he misses outside, ball four. Slaps his pitching hand against his leg, frustrated. First the 2-out homer, now the 2-out walk to Carmona. And that brings up the 9-hole hitter, Jeremy Vargas. Vargas hitting 189, a throw over to first, and Carmona just back in time ahead of the throw. Vargas, 3 homers, 24 driven in. 19 years old at Maracay, Venezuela. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and misses straight through a fastball. Strike one. Shorebirds 2, Mudcats 1. Bottom of the second, the pitch. Home runner goes from first. The pitch is low. The throw to second is high. And Carmona in with a feet first slide. Able to swipe second. Carmona with his 5th stolen base of the season. So he's in scoring position now for Vargas. 2 outs, bottom two, the pitch. Breaking ball is off the outside corner and low. 2-1. Grady looks back to second. Here's the pitch. And Vargas swings, and it's a soft liner out to left. Craig started back. Now comes in, plays it on a hop. Around third, here comes Carmona to the plate. The throw nowhere close. And Vargas safe at first with an RBI single. Scoring Carmona and tying the game at 2 here in the second. So Grady unable to get the final out here in the second. Allows the solo homer to Chirinos. Carmona walks, steals second, and Vargas scores him with a single. First pitch to Hendry Mendez. This is down low for ball one. Vargas just his 5th RBI of the season. Now Mendez back at the top. He singled his first time up, the pitch. Misses down and away for ball two. McGrady kicks up the dirt in front of the rubber. Frustrated with himself now. Man at first, two outs. The 2-0 to Mendez. He swings. It's a weak tapper just to the left of the mound. Grady offers to retire Mendez. And finally in the second. But with two outs, the Mudcats score two runs. A solo homer and an RBI single. On to the third, now tied to two. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third in a brand new ball game. It's now tied at two between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats. Mudcats with two-out runs in the last of the second, tying this one up. So the top of the third begins with 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Shorebirds against Jefferson Figueroa. Christopher Cespedes leads it off. Right-handed batter. First pitch, ball one. Cespedes struck out looking his first time up. Figueroa, first base out of the rubber, goes into his windup. Here's the pitch. And Cespedes, a high chopper down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Back of the bag, Carmona fields one hop throw to first, and Chirinos can't pick it. So Cespedes safe at first with an infield single. A whale of a play by Carmona on a high chopper back of the bag at third. Fielded it going towards foul territory, threw across his body on the run. And Chirinos can't help him out on the other end. So Cespedes aboard at first, infield single, and that brings up Trendon Craig. Grounded to third, technically his first time up. The pitch swings and misses through the fastball for strike one. Craig actually hit a liner to third right at Carmona, but it squirted out of his glove. Ended up having to pick it up and throw to first to record the out. 0-1. Craig checks his swing, fastball up high. Will peel to second, and no swing, says second base umpire. The count's 1-1. Shorebirds and Mudcats tied at 2, top of the third. Series finale, Shorebirds need a win for a series split. The pitch, Craig fouls it back. 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. And Craig reaches forward and pops it back and out of play. 1-2. One and two on Craig. Here's the pitch. And Craig, a chopper down the third baseline, just foul. Able to stay alive. Cespedes at first, nobody out. Tied at two, top of the third, the pitch. And Craig takes, breaking ball down and away. Hard pitch to lay off of, but Craig fought the temptation. And the count now level at 2 for him. 2-2. Craig takes just a shade high with a breaking ball. Another tough one to lay off of for Craig. The count now full. Cespedes is at first. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Cespedes runs. Craig takes down and away for ball four. The throw to second is on the bag. That doesn't really matter. Cespedes given second base free a charge on the walk. Second free pass issued by Figueroa in this one. And there's men at first and second to begin the third.
The third baseman over Rivera.
So first and second for Noelbert Romero. Romero fly to center his first time. Shorebirds on the Mudcats tie the game at two with 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Trying to answer back immediately here in the third. The pitch. Romero chops it foul down the third base side. Strike one. First baseman Chirinos plays in on the grass guarding against the bunt. Carmona over at third is back of the bag. Middle infield at double play depth. Oh, 1. Romero, a flare the other way. That drops into shallow right for a base hit. Cespedes getting the wave around third. Here's the throw from right on a short hop. Not in time. Caro at the plate. Thought he had the tag down in time, but Cespedes with a feet first slide just in ahead of the throw. And Romero, an RBI single the other way, gives the Shorebirds the lead back. It's Delmarva 3, Carolina 2 here in the third. Short hopped on Caro, who did a stupendous job at just fielding that throw. But Cespedes just enough speed to beat it to the plate. Craig goes up to second, Romero at first, and now Steven Acevedo, the pitch. He swings and rifles one deep to the left field corner. That's down for a hit, and one hops up against the wall. Craig around third, he comes in to score. Going to third, Romero, and standing at second with an RBI double is Steven Acevedo. And the Shorebirds lead it now 4-2 here in the third. Four straight base runners here to begin the third inning for the Shorebirds, as they restore their two-run advantage immediately after giving it up in the prior inning. For Acevedo, that's his third extra base hit of the contest. Now out to the mound goes the pitching coach again, Drew Thomas, for his second meeting of the day already. So the Shorebirds now with a 4-2 lead. The Mudcats bullpen is still silent for now. We've seen some guys get up, start flexing their arms just a little bit, but nobody's actually throwing right now. So Thomas departs the mound, and Figueroa in quite a pickle now as well. Two runs already home in the inning. Then at second and third, nobody out for Roberto Martinez, who legged down an infield single his first time up. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. The Mudcats infield comes in. Romero at third, Acevedo at second. Nobody out the pitch. Martinez takes a breaking ball on the inside corner, let her high for strike one. Figueroa leans in, gets his sign. Straightens up. Fastball up and away. Snap throw back to third, and Romero is in. The dive headlong back to the base. Mudcats have picked off a couple of Shorebirds base runners this week. Elio Prado's been picked off twice. Luis Valdez once as well. 1-1 on Martinez. The pitch. Martinez swings through a good off-speed pitch. Outside corner. 1-2. Shorebirds up 4-2 in the third. The pitch. And Martinez waves away at another breaking ball down in the zone. Big strikeout for Figueroa, his fourth of the game, and the first out here in the third. So now the nine-hole hitter, Michel Montecon, struck out his first time up. Infield stays in. Shorebirds doubling up the Mudcats again, 4-2. Second and third, one out. Montecon from the right side. Righty Figueroa deals. And Montecon takes a fastball outside for ball one. One-oh pitch. Montecon, a one-hopper to first, fielded by Chirinos. He throws the plate. Here's Romero, and he swims around the tag. Noelbert Romero with a headlong dive, able to somehow evade the tag of Caro at the plate. He scores the fifth run of the game for the Shorebirds, and Victor Estevez, the Mudcats manager, comes out and is in Jalen Goodman's face. Estevez has taken issue with this umpiring crew the entire week, and I'd be shocked if he doesn't get tossed here. Because at this point, he might just be at his breaking point. Estevez still giving it to Goodman here. Was a one-hopper to first. Nice play by Chirinos towards the bag. Romero running on contact. Just barely able to avoid the tag, slide his hand in, and score the third run of the inning for the Shorebirds. They now lead it 5-2. Montecon reaches on the fielder's choice. He gets credit for the RBI, his third of the season. Now the lineup flips the top. And Luis Valdez digs in. Acevedo went to third on the play, so there's men in the corners and one out for Valdez. Valdez, 1-for-2. Here's the pitch. He takes on the outside corner for strike one. First and third, one out. Shorebirds up 5-2 in the third. The pitch. Valdez serves one down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. That's up into the seats. Strike two. So 0-2 on Valdez quickly, the pitch. It's down to the dirt, blocked nicely by Caro. One ball, two strikes. First and third, one out for Valdez. Singled and scored back in the first. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. And Valdez takes what should have been strike three. Is it strike three or not? Valdez is still standing at the plate. Just rung it up as a strike. He didn't ring Valdez up. That's strike three on Valdez looking. Without emphasis. So that's the second out of the inning. Fifth strikeout of the game for Figueroa. That brings up Elio Prado. Still men at first and third, two outs. Shorebirds up 5-2. The pitch. Prado swings and misses through a breaking ball down and away. 0-1. Shorebirds have plated three in the frame, but looking for more. First and third, two outs. The pitch to Prado. He swings and chops it foul, third base side. It's quickly 0-2. Inning started, single, walk, single, double. After a strikeout, a fielder's choice played to the third run of the inning. Now 0-2 on Prado, who's 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. Pitch home, Montecon runs from first, the throw to second is on the bag, and Montecon's thrown out. Felipe Rojas Jr., the Birds manager and the third base coach's box, throws out his hands. What in the world was Monte Cohn thinking? He gets thrown out to end the frame, and that does it for the Birds here in the third. Three runs do score. On to the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out. If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive that and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the third, Shorebirds now with a 5-2 lead over the Carolina Mudcats after a three-run top of the third. Jefferson Caro leads it off for the Mudcats against Connor Grady, the pitch. Caro swings and rifles one foul off the seats down the left field side, and Caro's back into shallow left for strike one. Grady gave up two out runs in the bottom of the second, looking to rebound here in the third. He's given up three hits, a walk, struck out one. Caro reaching on fielder's choice his first time up. Stranded at third to end the first. The pitch. Caro out in front, swings and misses for strike two. Brady, first base side of the rubber, angles himself towards the third base line. Righty into his wind, the pitch. And Caro rips one down the left field line. That's a fair ball, and it'll go all the way into the corner. Rattles around. Trenton Craig goes and picks it up. And Caro on his way into second with a leadoff double. So the third starts with a ringing double for Jefferson Caro into the left field corner. His 15th double of the season. The first pitch to Oswell Leones is cut on and missed for strike one. Grady at 39 pitches through two plus innings. Man at second, nobody out. Shorebirds lead 5-2 here in the third. The pitch. This is down and away for ball one. One. Leones chops it right to the second baseman, Valdez, on the third hop. He gobbles it up, throws to first, retired Leones. Over to third goes Caro on the ground down to the right side. And there's one away here in the third. Brings up the center fielder, Hedbert Pera, as he flat out to left center his first time up. I'll get the job done here to score Caro from third. Infield plays back for the Birds, except for Romero at third. The first pitch is cut on and missed for strike one. And Albert playing even with the bag, close to the line. Shortstop Ben Cosme, though, up the middle, nearly on the outfield grass. 5-2 Shorebirds in the third. The pitch, and Perez fouls it back. Strike two. Oh and two on Perez. Man at third, one out. Grady's pitch. And Perez swings and misses for strike three. Chase is down in the dirt. Monte Cone tags him out to complete the strikeout. And Grady chose a very good time for his second strikeout of the game. So that brings up Alberez Ferrer, the DH, batting fifth. First pitch to him. He rolls down the ground to third. Back of the bag, Romero vacuums it up, throws it across a little high. Martinez up and off on Ferrer on the way by. A little bit of panic at the last moment, but 5-3 put out. Ends the third and strands a runner at third for Connor Grady. On to the fourth, it's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fourth from Zebulon, it's Delmarva 5 and Carolina 2. Shorebirds with a three-run cushion as they come to bat here in the top of the fourth. Leading off is Elio Prado, who was at the plate when Monte Cone was thrown out trying to steal second. Jefferson Figueroa misses inside for ball one. The Mudcats bullpen has sat back down. Figueroa at 64 pitches fires home, and the fastball misses high for ball two. Prado 0 for 1 was hit by a pitch back in the second to force home a run with the bases loaded. So Figueroa will try to stay in this one. His 2-0. Prado chops it down the third baseline, and the short hop Carmona blocks it, picks it up, and has no play at first. The third time in this game that Carmona at third has had a ball bang off his leather. Looks down at his glove like that's going to provide any answers. But Prado reaches on the E5. Second error of the game for the Mudcats. See if the Shorebirds can capitalize on the leadoff error. Dylan Hyde is throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. As Connor Grady might be done after three. The first pitch to Ben Cosme is down the dirt, blocked by Caro. Prado takes off for second. Here's the throw, and it's in time. Prado incensed at the call as he's trying to figure out what it was that Charlie Welling saw that caused him to be out. And I'm thinking the same thing. Prado beat the throw. His hand got in there. But he's thrown out trying to take second on the wild pitch. It was blocked out in front of the plate by Caro. It was a strong throw to the bag. That's the first down of the inning. The 1-0 to Ben Cosme is high for ball two. Ben Cosme takes a breaking ball down the middle for strike one. So with Hyde warming up out in the bullpen, Grady's day might be already done. Three innings in. 2-1. Ben Cosme takes a little high, 3-1. Pitch. Ben Cosme takes just off the outside corner. It's now the third walk that Figueroa has issued. Prado looms relatively large now. Instead of first and second, nobody out. It's a man at first and one out for Christopher Cespedes, an infield single, his last time up. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. This is down low for ball one. Cespedes shoots one down the left field line, but that's hooked foul. Strike one. Ben Cosme at first. Figueroa set the pitch, and Cespedes gets under one down the left field line towards the seats. That'll get back and out of play. 1-2. Then Cosme at first and a throw over. He dives back to the bag safely. Freddie stole second back in the first inning, his sixth stolen base of the season.
Hotel and you.
The pitch. Cespedes out in front, rolls the grounder foul. Third base side into the Mudcats bullpen, sending everybody scattering. Counts 1-2. Still 1-2 on Cespedes. Ben Cosme at first, here's the pitch. And Cespedes, a hard grounder through the hole, left side, and on into left for a base hit. Ben Cosme up to second. He'll stop there. And Cespedes aboard at first with his second multi-hit game in 3 days. First and second now, one away for Trenton Craig. So now Trenton Craig, first and second, one out. Here's the pitch. And Craig swings and pops it in the air down the left field line. That hooks back and out of play for strike one. Oh, one pitch is fouled off at the plate, and Craig quickly in an 0-2 hole. Trenton 0-1, walked and scored his last time up. Oh and 2 on Craig, first and second, one out. Figueroa setting out the pitch. And Craig gets a weak grounder towards second. Robbie comes in, grabs it, flips to second one. Relay to first in time for a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Shorebirds put a couple aboard, but leave them there. On to the bottom of the fourth, Dylan Hyde coming on. Shorebirds 5, Mudcats 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the fourth, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Mudcats 2. Technet called the bullpen, starts the frame as Dylan Hyde takes over for Connor Grady. Grady done after three innings on a supremely hot day. Hyde's first pitch to Zach Robbie is swung on and fouled back for strike one. Grady goes three innings, allows two runs both earned, four hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. Won't be a factor in the decision today, but Hyde will try to pick up the slack here and go 4 or 5 and then hand it off to the bullpen. His 0-1 to Robbie. Fouled straight back again for strike two. Hyde worked in relief of Grady back on Tuesday, throwing the final three innings to earn the save. Three shutout frames for his first career save. It's 1-2 with a 5.56 ERA this season. Righty kicks and deals, and the fastball's called strike three on the outside corner. Hyde sits down Robbie on three pitches, and that's how the fourth inning and Dylan Hyde's day begins. Brings up Jesus Chirinos, who homered off of Grady for the second time this week. Back in the second, first run of the game for the Mudcats as they scored two with two outs in the second. The pitch, Chirinos waves and misses through the fastball for strike one. Hyde now in 11 and two-thirds innings with Delmarva, has struck out 16, walked 8. 11 hits, 7 runs all earned. 0-1 is a breaking ball down the dirt, and the count's even at 1. Hyde, first base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball two. Chirinos now at 5 homers on the season. Now driven in 30 as well. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball on the outside edge. And the count's 2-2. Early on, this at least looks like the best command that I've seen out of Hyde early on. Typically, it takes him a little bit to find it. Looks on point to start. The pitch. Chirinos slaps it the other way, deep towards the right field fence, and a one-hop off the wall. Cespedes plays it beautifully and fires a strike back into second, and Chirinos has to stay put at first with a wall ball double, or wall ball single, beg your pardon. Smoked that ball the other way, but hit it so hard, and Cespedes played it so well. The Chirinos has to hold up at first. Gets himself a single, though, and that brings up Gene Carmona. Walked, stole the base, and scored his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Pass ball at the top of the zone. Strike one. Junior Montero is loosening out in the Mudcats bullpen right now. Looks like he'll come on next. And at first, one out. Birds up 5-2, last of the fourth, the pitch. Breaking ball finds the outside corner. It's 0-2. Third base side. 0-2.
Foul ball brought to you by Auto Body.
Hyde, first base, down to the rubber.
comes set the pitch. And Carmona, a weak chopper down the first baseline. Martinez fields off the bag, throws to second for the out. And Romero, the shortstop covering, holds onto the ball. Elects not to throw it back to first. So Martinez does get the lead runner on what was a pretty tough play. First baseman had to step in front of the bag, spin and throw to second. Gets the force out, Chirinos off the base paths. Carmona replaces him at first. That brings up Jeremy Vargas, who had an RBI single his first time up. Right-handed batter, and a throw over to first is low and nearly ends up actually picking off Carmona as the throw took Martinez, the first baseman, into the runner. But Carmona packs safely. Vargas' RBI single is last time up was his 25th RBI of the season. Swings the first pitch here and skies it towards the Mudcats' bullpen down the third baseline. That'll get back into the seats for strike one. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds up 5-2 on Carolina. Final day before the All-Star break. Shorebirds trying to split this series and then head back north. 0-1. Fastball misses high. 1-1. Four-day mid-season break. Very welcome for all parties, even without an actual All-Star game being held by the Carolina League this year. 1-1, fastball runs inside for ball two. There's no word whether or not I'm back at this point. The individual leagues, that is. Of course, the Futures game was held yesterday at Dodger Stadium. The pitch, Vargas swings and pops it up behind home. It's back up and into the seats. Lands on top of the press box. And the count even at two. The old format for the Carolina League All-Star Game was absolutely nuts. They would do a crossover event with the Cal League. 2-2. Fastball misses high for ball three. They would fly everybody out to whichever end of the country the game was being hosted that year. Either a Cal League team or a Carolina League team, and obviously can't get much further apart than that. 3-2 on Vargas. Carmona at first will be off on the pitch. Two outs here in the fourth. 3-2, runner goes, and Vargas takes just a little high for ball four. Hyde walks him with two outs. And the lineup flips the top for Hendry Mendez. Mendez 1-for-2 here in this one. He singled his first time up. Left-handed batter. First and second, two outs, bottom four. The pitch. He swings and hits a hard grounder right into the second baseman, Valdez. A shuffle step to his left, picks it up, throws to first, retire Mendez. And that does it for the Mudcats here in the fourth. They strand to a board. On to the fifth, it's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but
Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon. Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
4 innings in the books here on Sunday afternoon from 5 County Stadium. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 5 and the Carolina Mudcats 2. Shorebirds coming to bat for the fifth time against Jefferson Figueroa, who has grinded his way through 4 innings to this point. Has 6, 7, and 8 due up. Noelbert Romero leads it all. 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time up. Figueroa, first base out of the rubber, with Montero still warming out in the Mudcats bullpen. Figueroa the wind and the pitch. And Romero swings and misses for strike one. Romero's base hit his last time up, just his 4th hit of the series. Now 4-for-18, the pitch. He swings and hits one high in the air, deep down the left field line. That'll hook out of play. Quickly 0-2. Romero had an 8-game hitting streak wrap up earlier this week that tied his season long. Steps in now, calls time. Readjusts the batting gloves. Weird 8-game hitting streak. He only had 9 hits during the run. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Caught Romero flailing at it. 6th strikeout of the game for Figueroa, matching his total from back on Tuesday. That brings up Steven Acevedo. He hasn't been retired so far today. 1-for-1, a RBI double, a walk, and a run scored. First pitch. Late on the fastball, he pops it out of play. First base side, it's 0-1. New baseballs delivered to the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Acevedo digs back in. Spread out stands from the right side, the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Figueroa with a rock, here's the pitch. And Acevedo swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. It's down on strikes, back-to-back punch outs for Figueroa. Here to begin the fifth.
The first baseman, Roberto Martinez.
First pitch to Roberto Martinez. He swings and hammers one. Deep right center. Outfielders go back, look up. It's off the base of the wall. Martinez around first. He sprints into second with his 5th double of the week. After back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning, Martinez pounces on a first-pitch fastball. Clobbers one deep out to right center. He's now got a multi-hit game as well. He's 2-for-3. He is really turning it around to the plate. Hits in every game he's played in this week, a 5-game hitting streak now. Now Michel Montecon, the 9-hole hitter, takes a first pitch on the inside corner for strike one. Shorebirds up 5-2, top of the 5th. Man at second, the pitch. Montecon way out in front. Swings and misses for strike two. Montecon is 0-for-2. Strikeout, a fielder's choice, and a run driven in. Figueroa trying to strike out 3 here in the 5th. Martinez at second, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And Montecon flails away at a breaking ball. Out in front, Figueroa strikes him out. He ends the 5th with his 3rd strikeout of the frame, his 8th in the game. On to the bottom of the 5th, we're halfway home. It's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single-game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halfway home, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Mudcats 2. Final game before the All-Star break. Shorebirds trying to go in with a series split in tow. Right now, halfway there. Dylan Hyde comes back out for a second inning out of the bullpen. Posted a scoreless fourth inning in relief of Connor Grady. Ended up stranding a couple of guys aboard in the four. Jefferson Caro comes to the plate. Two-hole hitter for the Mudcats. He is 1-for-2 for the double his last time up. Open stands from the right side. Hyde the righty, kicks and deals. And Caro shoots it down the right field line, but that slice is out of play. Strike one. New arm loosening out in the Mudcats bullpen as Montero has sat down. And it is now Miguel Segura, the tandem mate of Jefferson Figueroa, getting loose. 1-0, or 0-1 rather, checks his swing. He held up. Counts even at 1. Hyde into his windup. The pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ball and two strikes. Hyde has made slow and steady incremental progress through each of his outings with Delmarva. Obviously his first one against Lynchburg, he took the loss, allowed a couple of runs in game two of that doubleheader a couple of weeks ago. The pitch. Caro hits a one-hopper into the Birds bullpen down the first baseline. Scatters everybody. They were trying to nap out there in the bullpen. They're awake now. One, two again. And Caro takes a fastball high, 2-2. Since then, Hyde went 4 innings allowing 3 runs, then 3 innings allowing 1 run, then 3 shutout innings. So onward and upward. 2-2. Caro way late sends a screamer into the Shorebirds dugout first base side. I think that got somebody. Oh, no. Shorebirds coaching staff right in the first base side, right on the near side of the dugout. I think it might have only clipped somebody, but still. 2-2. Caro off the hands, fouls it back and out of play. Count remains at 2-2. I'm still trying to see who that got. Trying to take stock of who's down there. I want to say it might have been pitching coach Joe Hamacher. The pitch. And Caro pops it up down the first baseline towards foul territory. Second baseman Valdez calling for it. And just in fair territory, he puts it away for the first out here in the fifth. Now one out, nobody on. That brings up Oswell Leones. Now looking at it, pitching coach Joe Hamacher's down there on the railing as the first pitch to Leones is in for a called strike, but So it's not him. So the question is, who was it? Here's the pitch. Leones hits it in the air down the left field line, slicing towards the Mudcats bullpen, but that's up and out of play. 0-2. I think it might have been Elio Prado. Thankfully, he's okay. 0-2. Leones takes a fastball high, 1-2. Seems to be in better spirits right now. Kind of pantomiming what he just went through. It looks like when it went straight out of his face, he threw his arms up and it deflected off of him. And luckily, as the DH, this is the wild part, he actually has his elbow guard on. 1-2. Fastball misses low for ball two. So I think it might have come off of that. And now Elio's going and grabbing an extra chest protector and throwing it on just to be safe. Come on. 2-2 pitch. Leones takes down and in for ball three. And not only has Elio added the chest protector, he's got the full-on catcher's mask too. Nothing like a little bit of levity the day before the All-Star break. The pitch. Leones takes low, ball four. Hyde loses him and walks him with one out here in the fifth. Got to put Elio in just a bubble. Wrap him up in bubble wrap. One out. Here's Hedbert Perez, the cleanup man. Hyde's pitch to him. This is outside for ball one. It's Delmarva 5, Carolina 2 here in the last of the fifth. Shorebird trying to take the finale and split the series. Leones at first. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. And Perez takes a breaking ball in on the hands. Ball two. Perez 0 for 2 in the game is flied out and struck out. The pitch. He swings and hits a skyscraping fly ball down the right field line towards the corner. It is gone. A fly ball with a hang time of about 10 seconds just lands on the other side of the right field fence. It's a two-run homer for Hedbert Perez. And the Mudcats get it back to a one-run game on Perez's 11th homer of the season. By the time that baseball got down, the Shorebirds could have traveled all the way back up to Salisbury. Heck, Perez could have ran down the first baseline and caught it beyond the fence himself. It's a two-run shot. Now the first pitch to Alberez Ferrer is fouled off at the plate off the home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. And the count's 0-1. So it's a one-run game now. Delmarva 5, Carolina 4. The only person who really seemed to know where that baseball was going was Cespedes out in right. He went back to the wall. I thought that ball was going to hook towards the corner of the pitch. Ferrer takes down the dirt for ball one. But given where Cespedes ended up towards the short right field porch, in front of the fence, tried to give it a little jump, but it was far enough over the wall, he didn't have a play. 1-1. Ferrer takes a fastball at the knees. So it's a one-run game on Perez's two-run homer. Base is empty, one out. Hyde the windup and the pitch, and Ferrer swings and misses. Fastball in on the hands. Good bounce back for Hyde. See, strikes out Ferrer for the second out here in the fifth. Brings up the second baseman, Zach Robbie. Robbie 0 for 2, struck out his last time up against Hyde. The pitch. Breaking ball just a little bit outside. Ball one. Third homer of the season that Hyde's allowed. He gave up two to Fredericksburg back at the end of June. The pitch. Robbie takes a heater just a little bit low. for ball two. Robbie late on the fastball, fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Robbie swings and misses. Fastball the outside corner. Counts even at two. So Hyde trying to bounce back from the two-run homer by striking out back-to-back batters here to end the fifth. 5-4 Shorebirds, bottom five. Two outs, the pitch. And Robbie swings and misses. Foul tip held on to by Monte Cone. He's down on strikes, and Hyde with back-to-back Ks ends the fifth. On to the sixth. It's now Delmarva 5 and Carolina 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the sixth here from Zebulon. It's down the Delmarva Shorebirds 5 and the Carolina Mudcats 4. TechNet called the bullpen. Miguel Segura comes on for Jefferson Figueroa. Figueroa goes 5 innings, allowing 5 runs, 4 earned, 8 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. It's replaced by Miguel Segura on this TechNet called the bullpen. Segura making his 18th appearance, his 9th out of the bullpen, and his first pitch to Luis Valdez misses for ball 1. Segura is 2-2, fires the 1-0 on the outside corner, 1-1. 62 innings, has struck out 51 and walked 52. Less than ideal. 62 innings, 49 hits. The pitch, Valdez fouls it back and out of play. 2-1 or 1-2? Should be 1-2. It is 1-2. Segura, the wind hand, the pitch. And Valdez, a chopper back to the middle on the third hop. The shortstop Vargas has it next to the second base bag, but throws wildly to first, and Valdez is safe. First baseman Chirinos pulled off the bag. And it's the third error of the game for the Mudcats. Routine chopper up the middle. And Valdez reaches on the second error of the game by Vargas at short. Both times allowing Valdez to reach. So now Elio Prado is 0-for-2, reached on an error his last time up. Valdez takes his lead, the pitch, runner goes, and Prado swings and flies it into shallow right center. Right fielder Mendez comes in, and he's cut off by the center fielder Perez, who makes the catch. Valdez back to first. Mendez is irate because he was calling for it, and Perez just cut him off. Nearly another collision after yesterday, Perez and Mendez collided out in right center. Well, out recorded this time. Yesterday, the ball fell in for a double. Prado flies out. He's 0 for 3. That brings up Frederick Benkozme, who's 1 for 2. Left-handed batter, a throw over to first. And Valdez back in with the dive. Shorebirds now lead it 5-4, and they call Valdez out? Why in the world was Valdez just called out? Valdez is still standing on the bag. What in the world just happened? Valdez is picked off for reasons that I can't explain. And the world just happened. I think Chirinos faked the throw back to the mound, the pitch home. Benkozme takes high for ball one, and Valdez came off the bag. That has to be what happened. Try and find a replay here. 2-0 or 1-0 to Benkozme. He swings and hits it in the air towards the left field corner. Left fielder Leones in front of the warning track puts it away as he climbs up the sidewall. It will hold on to it, though, for the final out here in the sixth. Shorebirds send the minimum to the plate. And that does it for the Birds. On to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds lead it 5-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmar and Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom half of the sixth, it's still the Shorebirds 5 and the Mudcats 4. TechNet call to the bullpen, brings Miguel Padilla on to relieve Dylan Hyde. Hyde goes two innings, allows two runs on two hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. First pitch from Padilla to Jesus Chirinos. It's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Padilla, who last pitched on Wednesday, I think the Shorebirds thinking here is with the long rest next week, the 0-1 breaking ball drops off the table, down and away, 1-1. Have Padilla throw two innings here. Please let him get some work, and then Hector Perez is due to throw the final two innings here today. The pitch, slow breaking ball, misses down low, check swing, appeal to first, no swing, and the count's 2-1. So Padilla on in relief, making his fourth outing, third out of the pen. 2-1. Padilla takes a fastball at the top of the zone. 2-2. Padilla 0-1 with a 2-even ERA through nine innings. He's allowed just three hits, three runs, two earns, four walks, and seven strikeouts. The pitch. Breaking ball taps softly on the ground to third. Romero charging in, gloves it, and fires across to retire Chirinos for the first out here in the sixth. Padilla, 6'2", 180 out of Venezuela. Turned 20 at the start of this season. Was acquired as the player to be named later in the Hector Velasquez trade with Houston. Trade was initiated mid-season 2020. Padilla was dealt to Baltimore in November. Here's the eight-hole hitter, Gene Carmona. Takes a first pitch breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Shorebirds 5, Mudcats 4, bottom of the sixth, series finale. Then go into the All-Star break with high hopes. 0-1. Fastball misses up and away. Ball one. Orioles are wrapping up their first half as well in Tampa Bay. They'll finish the first half no matter what at least 500. 1-1. Carmona swings and drives one high in the air to deep right center. Cespedes back, the right fielder into the alley. Makes the catch just onto the warning track for the second out here in the sixth. Right now, the Orioles trail the Rays 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Jordan Lyles may be hungry for innings, but he's at 65 pitches through 2 2/3. Two on and two out, with the Rays already having scored 3 runs. Two outs, nobody on for Jeremy Vargas. First pitch curveball is down and away for ball one. Other scores from Birdlands. As, of course, the internet goes kaput on me here real quick. The pitch. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. And the count's 2-0. The pitch. Vargas takes a breaking ball down and away. And Padilla behind on Vargas, 3-0. Vargas 1-for-1, an RBI single and a walk. The pitch. He swings away and fouls it back and out of play for strike one. Bowie trails Akron right now 2-0 in their series finale. Bay Sox trying to go for an abbreviated sweep thanks to a rainout. Aberdeen trails Jersey Shore 1-0 in the bottom of the second. And Norfolk has yet to begin against Worcester. They'll have first pitch at 4. The 3-1 is rifled out to right center. Acevedo on the run. The center fielder gets there in time to put it away with ease. And Miguel Padilla, a 1-2-3 sixth out of the bullpen. On to the 7-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and hat season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the seventh here between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Shorebirds with a 5-4 lead over Carolina. Delmarva trying to take the series finale and split the series 3 games apiece. Miguel Segura, after throwing a scoreless sixth, stays on for the seventh. 4-5-6 deal up. Christopher Cespedes leads it off. The Shorebirds, after scoring 5 runs in the first 3 innings, first pitch to Cespedes misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds haven't scored since. They've threatened a couple of times, but nothing doing. 1-0. Corner, 1-1. Shorebirds have made a couple of outs on the bases, so they've been Caught stealing or picked off three times today. 2-0. Fastball. Man, where'd that miss? Just a little low. So I got the 1-0 pitch call wrong. I assumed it was a strike, but Jalen Goodman said not so fast. So 3-0 on Cespedes. Segura, third base side. The righty deals, and he misses outside for ball four. Walks Cespedes on four pitches. So the Shorebirds handed a leadoff base runner on the four-pitch walk. That brings up Trendon Craig. He's 0-for-2, hit into a double play his last time up. First pitch. Breaking ball is down and away, and Segura has missed on his first five here in the seventh. Shorebirds on the road this season have yet to take a series win, and although that trend will continue, 1-0. Craig takes a heater in at the knees, 1-1. This will be potentially the Shorebirds' third split on the road. Flags now waving out towards left field pretty hard. The 1-1. Craig fouls it back, and the count's 1-2. Shorebirds have struggled in series finales on the road. They're just 1-6. Sixth game of series away from home. 1-2. Craig takes off the inside corner, 2-2. Try not to look too much into those splits for the Shorebirds, whether or not they're winning or losing, more or less on, in certain areas than others. So obviously with a 28-57 overall record, more often than not, they're going to be under 500 no matter how you slice it. 2-2. Craig takes up and away, and Segura now in danger here to begin the seventh. Cespedes at first, nobody out, top seven. Shorebirds up 5-4. 3-2 on Craig. Here's the pitch, and Craig takes high, ball four. Segura walks him after issuing a free pass to Cespedes. On four pitches to begin the inning, he walks Craig after a full count battle. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Jefferson Caro. First baseman Jesus Chirinos comes in to shoot the breeze as well. And Noel Bert Romero due up to hit. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the third. Corners play in, guarding against the bunt for Romero. The Shorebirds have not dropped down to sacrifice this entire season. First and second, nobody out the pitch. And Romero swinging away, nearly corkscrews himself into the earth with a humongous swing and a miss. And with that, the corners back up. Wise decision. 0-1. Romero takes down and away. And the count even at one. First and second, nobody out the pitch. Romero fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Romero. Here it comes. And Romero waves away out in front of the breaking ball. Segura sits him timely. One away here in the seventh. Brings up Steven Acevedo, who is 1-for-2 today. RBI double back in the third. Walked and scored in the second and struck out his last time up. Right-handed hitter. First pitch. Slow breaking ball at 76 on the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds up a run, top of the seventh. The pitch. Acevedo checks his swing on a breaking ball in the dirt. It's 1-1. Shorebirds looking for some insurance. Played a lot of close games of late on the season. They've played 26 of them, 12-14 in one-run games. Here this week against Carolina, they've been on the short end of the stick twice. The pitch. Acevedo takes a breaking ball that dances in at the knees. 1-2. 1-0 loss back on Wednesday morning. And a 7-6 loss the following day, walk-off style. First and second, one out. Acevedo at the plate, hitting seventh. The pitch. Fastball sails high and away. 2-2. Acevedo swings and misses. Fastball up and away. Can't connect. And after the Shorebirds put two on with nobody out, back-to-back strikeouts now have it with two on and two out for Roberto Martinez, who's 2-for-3 today for the double. Hitter bats left. Here's the pitch. And Martinez takes up and away. Changeup misses the zone. 4-1. Martinez hits it out of play, third base side. 1-1. Martinez has had a heck of a week. Came into the series 0 for his last 14. All he's done here this week is post a 5-game hitting streak, bang out 4 doubles. 2 more hits today. The pitch. Martinez winds it into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Cespedes around third. He comes in to score. And Roberto Martinez with a clutch 2-out RBI single extends the Shorebirds lead out to 2. It's Delmarva 6, Carolina 4 here in the top of the 7th. Craig stops out at second. And Martinez with a 3-hit game, the first of his Delmarva career, continues to swing a hot bat. And now Michael Montecon will try to pile it on. First and second again, 2 outs. Montecon 0-for-3, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. Strike one. Montecon drove in a run with a fielder's choice back in the third. First and second, 2 outs. The pitch. Montecon can't lay off a breaking ball down and out of the zone. Hits 0-2. Six-four Shorebirds now, top seven. First and second, 2 outs. Montecon, the Niles. And Montecon, a third straight swing and a miss on a curveball down and out of the zone. It's down on strikes for the final out here in the seventh. Shorebirds do get a run, though, on Roberto Martinez's RBI single. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. Shorebirds stretch the lead out to 6-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members.
The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds with the Carolina Mudcats. Berto Martinez with a clutch two-out RBI single in the top of the seventh as the first pitch from Miguel Padilla to Henry Mendez is floated out to left. Oswell, or rather Trenton Craig, comes in a couple of steps and puts it away easily for the first out here in the frame. Good start for Padilla as he's now retired four in a row out of the bullpen. Top of the order here for the Mudcats. Already Mendez retired, so now the two-hole hitter, Jefferson Caro, doing the catching. One for three with a double today. Padilla's pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Connor Grady went the first three, allowing two runs on four hits. Then Dylan Hyde, two innings, two more runs. Now Padilla, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Padilla threw a scoreless sixth, now back out for the seventh. Threw well earlier this week, but took the loss. The 1-1, breaking ball just off the outside corner. 2-1, that was the Wednesday game when the Shorebirds got shut out. Padilla allowed an unearned run in the eighth. Despite not allowing a hit, got tagged with the loss, his first of the Shorebirds. The pitch, it's ripped on the ground through the hole left side. That's a base hit for Jefferson Carroll on into left field. So Carroll with a multi-hit game, and the Mudcats now with seven hits total in the contest. Brings up Oswell Leones, 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored back in the fifth. Leones from the left side, Padilla high set, the pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. Full slate of games in the Carolina League here today. Down East and Columbia, and the Wood Ducks won in the last of the eighth, the pitch. Leones swings and misses for strike one. As that's the only other game actually getting going right now. So everybody else will have a late finish here to the first half of the season prior to the All-Star break. 5 o'clock first pitches for Lynchburg and Charleston, Salem-Canapolis, Augusta-Fredericksburg, and then Myrtle Beach plays at 6:30. 0-2 misses high for ball one to Leones. No, Fayetteville's not that far from Myrtle Beach, but still. 6:30 first pitch on Sunday getaway day prior to the All-Star break. 1-2. Leones takes a breaking ball a little low. 2-2. Even though got all the time in the world to recuperate in the next couple of days, these next 4 days are precious to players, staff, and front office members alike. Chance to recuperate, recharge, reset. 2-2. Leones swings and misses out in front of the breaking ball. Padilla strikes him out. His first out of the bullpen, and there's two away here in the seventh.
The center fielder, Edbert Perez.
Brings up the center fielder, Edbert Perez. Perez with a two-run homer his last time up. A titanic shot is first pitch to him here. This is down low for ball one. About 10 seconds worth of hang time. Out over the wall and right, barely getting out of here. But got the job done, made it a one-run game at the time. Throw over to first, and Leones, or rather, Caro, back in with a dive. Perez represents the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. Delmarva 6, Carolina 4. Perez now 11 homers on the season, 38 driven in. The pitch, swing and a miss, out in front of the fastball at 87. And the count's 1-1. Looping, breaking ball floats in just a little high at 73. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. And Perez out in front chases a breaking ball down the dirt. And the count's even at 2. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, two outs. Tying run at the plate, bottom seven. Padilla set, now the pitch. And the fastball misses high. Counts full at 3-2. So the runner, Carroll, will be off on the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch home is a lined foul. Out of play, first base side. Carroll, a U-turn back to first. Shorebirds, a 6-9 lead over the Mudcats here in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs, a man at first. Hedbert Perez, the cleanup man at the plate. 3-2 again. Runner goes, and Perez takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball four. Perez walks. That puts the tying run at first for Alberis Ferrer. Tonight, and since being activated off the IL, he's now 0 for his past 8. First pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner. Actually got Ferrer to flinch on that for strike one. Ferrer from the right side, here's the pitch. Breaking ball just off the inside corner this time. Ball into strike. Ferrer, a calm stance from the right side. Slightly open. Tying run at first, two outs. The pitch. And Ferrer tries to check his swing. Appeal out to second. He held up, says Charlie Welling, on a breaking ball down and away in the dirt. Padilla now behind in the count. 2-1. Kick and the pitch. And Ferrer off the hands, flies it into right, chases Cespedes back a step. The right fielder under it puts it away for the final out here in the seventh. Padilla strands the tying run at first base. On to the eighth, it's Delmarva 6, Carolina 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of fans,
Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth from Zebulon. Shorebirds with a 6-4 lead over the Mudcats heading into the top of the eighth. Top of the order due up, Luis Valdez against Miguel Segura. Second time through the order for the reliever. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Valdez. It's a fastball high for ball one. Hector Perez is warming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. He should come on through the final two innings today. Hopefully pitch the Birds to a win. The pitch. Valdez swings, a soft liner off his hands and on into right center field for a base hit. Valdez a hard turnaround first, but he'll hold up there as the center fielder Perez gets it back in. There's a leadoff single for Valdez, another multi-hit game. Now 2-for-5. He's been on base four times, though. Didn't get credit for two of them with two errors. That's what Valdez's speed can do. A rally in and of himself. So he's at first now for Elio Prado. Valdez was picked off for the second time this week. His last time on base, the first pitch. Fastball in off the hands for ball one. Go on Prado, who's 0-for-3 today. Drove in a run when he was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Throw over to first, and Valdez dives back in. Valdez at first, nobody out. Segura set, here's the pitch. And the fastball's on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch, runner goes, fastball misses outside. The throw to second actually hits off of Valdez and stays at the second base bag. Valdez in with a headlong dive. His now 45th stolen base of the season. So he calls time and tries to feel out his arm. He got him on the back of it, I think, of his left arm on his tricep, shaking it out towards his elbow. So now 45 stolen bases for Luis Valdez. Sat second with nobody out in the eighth. Elio Prado, the hitter of the pitch. And the breaking ball high and tight. Prado has to bend back out of the way. Head of the count now 3-1. Six-four Shorebirds, top eight. Man at second, nobody out the pitch, and the fastball's high for ball four. And the Shorebirds put the first two on for the second consecutive inning. Frederick Benkozme, Freddie Base Knox, looking for his second straight multi-hit game. 1-for-4 today with an RBI single back in the first. It's first and second, nobody out. Middle infield at double play depth, the pitch. And changeup misses down and away for ball one. Third baseman Carmona does play even with the bag. Benkozme has dropped down two bunt base hits here this week. Shorebirds up 6-4, top eight. Segura ready, here's the 1-0. And Benkozme fouls it straight back.
Very nice rip at a pitch. Just couldn't square it up. And the count's 1-1. Ben Cosmea, a soft floater into left. On comes the left fielder, Leones. He has to play it on a hop. Spins and throws it back into the cutoff man. Valdez around third, and he comes in to score ahead of the throw. It's an RBI single the other way for Frederick Ben Cosme, and the Shorebirds tack on another insurance run. It's Delmarva 7, Carolina 4 here in the eighth. Valdez, a perfect read from second, and the way Leones fielded that, he got on the short hop and left. Had to spin and throw it back in, flat-footed. Hit the cutoff man, the shortstop Vargas, and the relay to the plate was late. Valdez scored standing. Prado moves up to second. Now a three-run lead in the pitch to Cespedes is breaking ball just a little high for ball one. Three straight have reached here to open the eighth for the Shorebirds. They saw Carolina pull away yesterday with a six-run eighth, and the Shorebirds do the same. 1-0. Cespedes takes a fastball up and away. For ball two, Cespedes, a multi-hit game today. Two singles. Second multi-hit game in three games. 2-0. Foul tips it at the plate. 2-1. First and second, nobody out. The 2-1. Cespedes checks his swing on a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Carroll. Ben Cosme takes off for third, and he swims around the tag. Ben Cosme was beat to the base by the throw, but he swims his way around the tag out towards the left field side. Or rather, check that, that's Prado swimming his way to third, not Ben Cosme. Either way, Prado's now at third. Ben Cosme stayed put at first. And now there's men in the corners with nobody out and a 3-1 count on Cespedes. Infield plays back looking for two. The 3-1. Cespedes takes down and away ball four. Second walk of the inning. And the first four have reached here in the frame for the Shorebirds. Loading the bases with nobody out for Trenton Craig. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Drew Thomas, is... He has really worn out that path in between the third base dugout and the mound today. His third visit. Shorebirds have not hit a grand slam here this season yet. No better time than the present, as we like to say here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Trenton Craig due up to hit. It's 0 for 2 today. Full meeting of the minds out on the mound. Everybody in the infield converses there. So the base is juiced for Trenton Craig. Right on right matchup. The infield comes in now for the Mudcats. Shorebirds 7, Mudcats 4, top of the eighth. Segura set the pitch, and it's a breaking ball on the outside corner, a dandy. And Segura needed to drop in right there for strike one. Outfield straight away, the flags fluttering out towards left. Here's the 0-1, and Craig checks his swing ball, and the dirt gets away from Carroll to his right. Here comes Prado from third, and he scores standing, just beating the throw as Segura covered the plate. It was a strike thrown from the catcher Caro from his knees. But Prado, for some reason, didn't slide and managed to beat the throw. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and the Shorebirds lead it 8-4 here in the eighth. What do you say? No. So second and third, still nobody out. The infield stays in for the Mudcats. Now 8-4 Shorebirds. 1-1 on Craig. Here's the pitch. Takes a breaking ball low for ball three. The pitch. Fastball misses up and away. 3-1. Craig rifles one into left center field. That's a base hit. Ben Cosme scores. Cespedes comes in to score. Craig around first on his way to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Solid throw from able to hose Craig at the bag. Be credited with a two-run single here. But he does open up the Shorebirds' lead to six now. It's Delmarva 10, Carolina 4. And the first out of the inning finally recorded for the Mudcats. So the base is empty, now one out for Noelbert Romero. The first pitch, Romero swings and floats one into shallow right center. Center fielder Perez over is able to make a running catch to retire Romero for the second out here in the eighth. Noelbert now 1-for-5. But Craig, a great at-bat, gets ahead in the count. Hits a missile into left center by the drawn-in infield. A little bit too aggressive, trying to take two. Took a nice throw from the outfielder to get him at second, though. So now two outs, here's Steven Acevedo, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Takes a first pitch, breaking ball that's in there for strike one. The pitch. Acevedo checks his swing, pitch in the dirt. Peel to first, and Welling says he held up in time. 1-1. Two outs, nobody on. The 1-0. Acevedo takes down and away for ball three. Three, 2-1 on its way to Acevedo. Fastball misses up and away for ball three, and Segura's control here in this inning has really let him down. A couple of walks. He's fallen behind basically every hitter, which has resulted in him having to lay pitches in. They've been hit hard. 3-1. Acevedo takes ball four just off the outside corner. Third walk of the inning. Segura out of the pen. And there's a man at first with two away for Roberto Martinez, who had an RBI single his last time up, his third hit of the game. Martinez, switch hitter, batting left. Acevedo at first, Shorebirds up 10-4 here in the eighth. Four runs in, the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner, strike one. A one. Martinez swings and misses. Fastball down and in. It's 0-2. First baseman Chirinos plays behind the runner over at first. Shorebirds now a six-run lead. Outfield straight away. Infield to the pole side for the left-handed batter. 0-2. Martinez takes outside. Ball and two strikes. One, two. Martinez waves away. Breaking ball down in the dirt, way out in front. It's down on strikes for the final out here in the eighth. But the Shorebirds score four times. The first five in the inning reach. Trenton Craig, a two-run single. Frederick Van Cosme, an RBI single. Prado scores on a wild pitch. On to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds now lead it 10-4 over the Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend is full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth, it's now the Shorebirds 10 and the Mudcats 4. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds blowing this one open just like the Mudcats did in the eighth inning yesterday. Now a six-run lead as Hector Perez comes on to try to get the final 6 outs of this game. TechNet call of the pen. He replaces Miguel Padilla on the mound. Padilla goes 2 scoreless, allowing a hit, a walk, and striking out 1. First pitch from Perez to Zach Robbie. It's a fastball down low for ball 1. Perez making his 6th appearance of the season for the Shorebirds. He's 1-0 with a 1.86 ERA. From the stretch with nobody on the pitch, it's chopped down the third baseline. Nice backhand scoop by Romero on the short hop and fires a dart across to retire Robbie for the first down here in the 8th. Even in a 6-run game, Noelbert Romero still giving all he's got over at the hot corner. Takes a hit away from Robbie. And there's one away here to begin the 8th. 9 2/3 innings for Perez. He struck out 13 and walked 11. It's his second outing this week. He threw back on Wednesday. The pitch. Fat 1. Threw 2 scoreless, allowing a hit, 2 walks, and striking out 3. Right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 223. The pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike 1. Perez signed as a minor league free agent with the Orioles back in May. And as Felipe put it to me, part of the reason why Hector is still here, the pitch, fastball just off the outside edge for ball 2, is because he missed spring training, this is basically his spring training. So could be here for just a little bit longer. The 2-1. And it swung on and rolled on the ground to third. An easier play for Romero this time. Throws across and retires Chirinos for the second out here in the 8th. So it'll probably be about a 6-week progression for Perez, who has now been with the Shorebirds for just about a month. 2 outs, nobody on for the 8-hole hitter, Gene Carmona. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. First pitch. Fastball sizzles in on the outside corner for strike 1. Miguel Guerrero is warming up out in the Mudcats bullpen. Looks like he'll come on to pitch the 9th. Shorebirds up 10-4. Bottom 8. 2 outs, nobody on the pitch. Splitter misses outside for ball 1. Carmona 0-2 and has walked, stole a base, and scored. Also hit into a fielder's choice and fly to right. 1-1. That's a good splitter. Outside corner. 1-2. Shorebirds looking like they'll earn themselves a series split heading into the All-Star break. Good positive momentum as they'll open up on the other side of the break. The 1-2. Splitter down and away. Carmona checks his swing. Able to hold up and the count's even at 2.
open up on the other side of the break with three at home against Fredericksburg to Lynchburg. Close out July. And August is packed full of home games. 2-2. Carmona swings and pops it back and out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Shorebirds will play 3 out of 4 weeks in August at home. And start September on the road in Fredericksburg, then wrap up the season at home against Down East. The pitch. Carmona swings and misses. Perez gets him with the off speed down low. And Hector Perez throws himself a 1-2-3-8. On to the ninth. Shorebirds with a 10-4 lead over the Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top of the nine from Zebulon, the Shorebirds with a 10-4 lead over the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the ninth, Miguel Guerrero comes on to replace Miguel Segura on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Yakir Rivera is now losing out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so Hector Perez might just go one inning. Israel Montecone leads it off against Guerrero, a right-handed pitcher, and his first pitch breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. Guerrero in his fourth outing here in the season, 6'5", 216, right-handed pitcher, his 1-0. Montecone taking all the way, and the fastball is down the middle for strike one. No record, a 2.45 ERA, that's 3 2/3 innings of one-run baseball. The pitch, breaking ball misses way outside for ball two. He struck out six and walked one. Montecone 0 for 3. Struck out three times and hit into a fielder's choice. The pitch. It's fouled straight back and the count's even at two. Actually 0 for 4, beg your pardon. RBI fielder's choice back in the third. Count even on him at two here to open the top of the ninth. The pitch. And Montecone hits a chopper foul down the third base side. Counts even at two. And I think Montecone might have caught the catcher Caro on his backswing. Because right now Caro is holding his left wrist up towards his elbow. Oof. That's painful. Trying to flex out his left arm. Not really having a whole ton of success. Oh, he's been getting looked at by the trainer for the Mudcats. And that's Benny Arroyo. Manager Victor Estevez also out there checking in on him. And it looks like he's wanting to stay in the game. He throws his skull cap back on and grabs the mask from Estevez and he'll stay in. And waiting for the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, to get back to home plate. He's delivered new baseballs. So the count 2-2 on Monte Cone, leading off the top of the ninth. Shorebirds up 10-4, the pitch. And Monte Cone reaches forward and pops it up out behind second. Second baseman Robbie on the outfield grass puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. This is a really nice bounce back win for the Shorebirds. Not to put the cart before the horse here, though. Obviously a six-run lead in the ninth. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He swings and dribbles it up the first base side. Just foul. Grab behind the bag by Chirinos for strike one. If you're getting pummeled yesterday 10-2, a game that was close until it wasn't. Nice to see the Shorebirds on short rest as well. Having to get up this morning, leave the hotel. It's a long ride from the hotel to the ballpark here, about 25 minutes. The pitch, Valdez sprays it foul. Out of play, third base side. And the count's 0-2. Shorebirds able to recompose and recollect themselves ahead of today's game. 0-2. And Valdez fouls the trick. And the count's still 0-2. Guerrero into his wind. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Valdez takes down and in. Sees the count even at 2-2. Guerrero the rock and the 2-2. And Valdez takes up and in, and he's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Not really too much trouble. Mudcats pitching has issued 8 walks today. 3 for Figueroa, 5 for Segura. The pitch. Valdez shoots it through the hole left side. And on to left field to base it. He has another 3-hit game. His third single of the contest. And he's aboard at first here with one out in the ninth. 2 stolen bases today for Valdez as well. He's got 45 on the season. Obviously a 3-hit game as well. That's his 7th 3-hit game of the season. Gives him 19 total. 19 multi-hit games, that is, to lead the Shorebirds. The pitch to Prado. He swings and pops it up into shallow left. Shortstop Vargas back. Left fielder Leones comes in and makes a running catch in shallow left for the second out here in the ninth. Valdez retreats back to first. Now the shortstop, Frederick Mencosme, stands in and rounds it foul on the first base side for strike one. Valdez still at first, not being held on by anybody. 4 today, 2 RBI singles. The pitch. He swings and barrels one up to straightaway center. Sends Perez back a couple of steps, but he gets under it and puts it away for the final out here in the top of the ninth. On to the bottom of the ninth, Yakir Rivera will try to get the final 3 outs today. It's the Shorebirds 10 and the Mudcats 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear.
From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Lead for the Shorebirds at the start of the bottom of the ninth. Zachnet call of the bullpen brings on Yakia Rivera to try to get the final 3 outs here today. He has 9-1-2 due up against him. Rivera in his second appearance, turning 19 in 2 days, is 0-1 with a 12.91 ERA. 7 2/3 innings, has struck out 13 and walked 4. Right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic, 6'2", 150. First base side of the rubber, works from a full windup. His first pitch to Jeremy Vargas is a breaking ball into the knees for strike one. Rivera was hit with a lone save and a loss back on Thursday. The pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 0-2. Vargas 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Rivera allowed 2 runs, both earned, on 3 hits and an inning and 2/3. Shorebirds lost that game, getting walked off on 7-6. Rivera the wind and the pitch. Fastball pops the mitt but misses high for ball one. Rivera the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away, and the count's even at 2. Hector Perez, who Rivera replaces on this tech deck call to the bullpen, win a perfect 8th inning. 1 strikeout, 2 groundouts, the third. Here's the 2-2. Fastball yanked way outside. And the count's full here to begin the bottom of the ninth. Rivera the wind and the 3-2. Vargas reaches for it and pops it up down the first base line. Second baseman Valdez out. He's calling for it. And he puts it away in shallow right for the first out here in the ninth. Good start for Rivera. Top of the order now, Henry Mendez. He is 1-for-4, left-handed batter. 1 out, nobody on. The Shorebirds 10, Mudcats 4. And the first pitch is a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Mendez singled to open up the Mudcats' home half of the first. The pitch, he swings and slashes this one the other way. Warning track, he is able to put it away for the second out here in the ninth. And the Shorebirds an out away from earning a series split and going into the All-Star break with some good momentum. Final hope for the Mudcats is the catcher Jefferson Caro. 2-for-4 today with a single and a double. Right-handed batter. Birds 10, Mudcats 4. Bottom 9, 2 outs in the first pitch. This is down and away for ball one. One oh pitch. Breaking ball floats in on the inside corner at 76. Ball and a strike. 1-1. Caro takes a curveball at the knees inside corner, and Rivera puts the Mudcats down to their final strike. Shorebirds 10, Mudcats 4. Bottom 9, 2 outs, nobody on. Rivera's 1-2, and Caro lines it down the left field side. That's a fair ball as it drops in. Caro's off the sidewall. Craig is saying it popped up and out of play, and it did. So Caro automatically awarded second. Second double of the game, and we play on for one more batter. So now Oswell Leones gets a chance. Man, it's second, 2 outs. Shorebirds up 10-4 over the Mudcats. Bomb of the ninth.
Rivera's pitch. Leones takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Leones 0 for 3. Walked and scored back in the fifth. The pitch. It's on the outside corner. Good breaking ball. And Rivera puts the Mudcats down to the final strike again. Birds 10, Mudcats 4, bottom 9. Man in second, 2 out. Siaki Rivera comes set. The kick and the pitch. And Leones takes a called strike 3. Caught looking. And that's how this one ends. Yaquid Rivera gets the final 3 outs in the ninth, and the Shorebirds go into the All-Star break with a series split and a win. They win this one over the Mudcats by a final score of 10-4. Shorebirds offense consistent throughout, 4 runs in the eighth to put this one to bed, as the Shorebirds earn themselves a series split, 3 games apiece this week with the Mudcats, and go into the All-Star break with a win and some good vibes when they return back home to Salisbury to take on the Fred Nats next Friday. Your final score, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 10 and the Carolina Mudcats 4. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with the post-game show, totals and a recap. Your final score, it's the Birds 10 and the Mudcats 4. Post-game show is next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can come. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Zebulon, North Carolina, here at Five County Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Time to walk you through how the Shorebirds just got themselves a series split with a win here in the finale against the Carolina Mudcats. Shorebirds break out the lumber. They pitch well today. In addition, basically everything was working for them, and they come away with a 10-4 win, splitting the series with the Mudcats. So let's go ahead and break down how this one shook out. Shorebirds on the board early. Frederick Benko's made an RBI single in the first after Luis Valdez singled to start the game and then stole second. Shorebirds tacked on another in the second inning as Elio Prado was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to make it 2-0. Mudcats, though, tied the game in the bottom of the second. Jesus Chirinos, a 2-out solo homer, and then Jeremy Vargas, a RBI single after him, tied the game at 2. But then the Shorebirds never trailed after. They scored 3 times in the third. And Albert Romero, an RBI single. Steven Acevedo, an RBI double as well. And Michel Montecon, with an RBI fielder's choice, made it 5-3 or 5-2 at that point. Mudcats got it back to a 1-run game in the bottom of the fifth. Hedbert Perez with a 2-run homer. But the Shorebirds with 5 unanswered down the stretch. 1 in the 7th, Roberto Martinez, an RBI single. And then 4 in the 8th. Frederick Benkozme, an RBI single. Elio Prado scored on a wild pitch. Then Trenton Craig, a 2-run single to cap the scoring as the Shorebirds win it by a final of 10-4. Delmarva, 10 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They strand 11. Carolina, 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They strand 8. Miguel Padilla picks up the win in relief. He improves to 1-1 as he throws 2 scoreless innings, allowing a hit, a walk, and striking out 1 as he works with 4 other pitchers, 4 out of the bullpen, and then that's just 4 runs here today. Jefferson Figueroa takes a loss for the Mudcats. He falls to 0-6. This allows 5 runs, 4 earns over 5 innings, 8 hits, and 8 strikeouts, walking 3. Started this one at 102, finished at 343. Time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of 1,369 here on Sunday from Five County Stadium. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 29-57, 8-13 here in the second half. Heading into the All-Star break, they are now 14-34 on the road. They have won 1 game in a row and head back home when they'll play again next Friday with a win in their back pocket. The Mudcats head into the All-Star break at 43-44. They are 9-12 in the second half, now 27-18 here at home, and they fail to win the series by dropping the finale here on Sunday. The Shorebirds earn a series split. With that in our back pocket, let's go ahead and look at some scores from people and places that you care about. First up, Birdland. Right now, the Orioles trying to battle back against the Rays. Trail it 7-4. Roof Neto Odor just hit a 2-run homer, but the Rays get a run back in the bottom of the sixth off of Keegan Aiken. So right now, it's the Rays 7, Birds 4 going into the seventh. Other scores from Birdland. Aberdeen getting shut out by Jersey Shore. It's 8-0. Jersey Shore on the top of the sixth. Bowie being shut out as well. It's Akron 9 and Bowie nothing. And Norfolk will be getting underway here in about 15 minutes against the Woo Sox. D.L. Hall getting the start for the Tides here on Sunday against Worcester at 4:05 from Harbor Park. Scores from the Carolina League. Nobody else is in action right now as Columbia and Down East, the only game that had been ongoing, has gone final. Columbia comes back and wins it by a final of 7-4 over the Down East Wood Ducks. And everybody else will get going later. Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach at 6:30. And then 5 o'clock first pitches for the Fred Nats in Augusta, Salem and Kannapolis, and Lynchburg and Charleston. Those are all the scores from people and places. Next time, I'll actually talk to you. Shorebirds hit the All-Star break here. And even though there is no Carolina League All-Star game, the Major League All-Star game will take place on Tuesday. The Shorebirds will be back in action at home on Friday, July the 22nd. 3-game series against the Fredericksburg Nationals beginning Friday the 22nd at 7:05, first pitch, 6:50. We'll talk to you for the pregame show. We have no clue who the starters are going to be at this point, but we'll get you that information once it finally becomes available. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in. For today's contest, big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score, it's Delmarva Shorebirds 10 and the Carolina Mudcats 4. Shorebirds split the series with a win in the finale and head into the All-Star break with a little bit of positive momentum. So until next Friday, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek. Thanks for tuning in. And this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.